Okay, fine. So we're on Yud Tes Amud, we're on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And the last thing we discussed was the question of whether we say Pisik Riyar Vesoysim according to Abaya Rava Sab, have a quote about Chagat, we say Pisik Riyar Vesoysim to create the wall of a sukkah, right? That we said a lip, right, of the roof that goes below, right? Does that then descend to the ground or not? Yeah?
And then
was Machlokes between, and then we saw the same Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in Erevin. Does that create a chatzer in Erevin, right? And the point was, Abaye said that he just passed the Nakhrov, which, you know, we passed the Nakhrov, so that makes sense, right? That piece of Kriya is so same that it does in fact create a wall. And Rav said, no, he said it in Erevin because the intent of that space was to create a chatzer. The intent of the space was not to create a living area, and therefore it doesn't work for sukkah. Right, that was what we thought. Tanan, we have Mishnah. V'chein chatzer ha mukefes achsadra. So, the Mishnah seems to say that a chatzer which has an achsadra, which has these colonnades around it, is going to be usable as a sukkah. Right? V'amai. And the question. Right, and the point the Mishnah said that was only true if the roof was less than 4 amos across. If the roof of this colonnade was less than 4 amos across, was more than 4 amos across. It was only true that it could be used if it was less than 4 amos across. If the roof was more than 4 amos across, then you would not then be able to use this chatzer for a sukkah. At least not without, you know, actually installing a sukkah in it. And that was what the Mishnah said. So Vamai, why name a PC Kriyer is the same? Why wouldn't you say this halacha of PC Kriyer is the same? Rava said to Abaye. Right? Targum Rava, Liba de Abaye. So Rava actually came with a Teirutz for Abaye. Even though Rava asked this question, Rava actually came up with a Teirutz. Right? Kshekishva Eski Ruyo. Basically, there's no bit that shuts down. He said that what the case is being described, it doesn't have like a gutter or something, it doesn't have anything that goes lower than the actual thin ceiling that goes down. So in that case, even a bayah would say, it would not say pisikro yore v'seisim. Besura masni leha shmeisa behailishnav. And sura, they explain this a little bit differently. They taught it like this. Bepundisa masni and pundisa, they said it a little differently. Sikach al gabe achsadra she'en la petsim min divrei akol psula yesh ba petsim min abay amar kshira ravar psula abay amar kshira amrin in lavud ravar psula lay amrin in lavud. So in Pumadisa they said it was a different machlokes, yes, right? If it has psim, and if these has these pillars, these amudim, right, which are less than 3 tefachim apart, which are more than 3 tefachim apart, everybody agree that this sukkah is possible, that does not work. Remember in the previous teaching, Abaye would have said that did work.
Yeah.
You don't need lavud, right? In this way of teaching it, Abaye says that is possible. Everybody says that's possible. What's the case that Abaye said it is possible? If they are close enough to do lavud, to make walls out of lavud, then Abaye says kosher, and Rava says it's possible. Lo yamrin lavud. We wouldn't say lavud in such a case. But the obvious question of why not? No? Why would we not say lavud?
Yeah,
why
would we not say lavud?
So Rashi explains it as the lavud lav mechitza hi ela alacha mishmi sinai gemara la vechik mir la liyos mechitza lechala nesal mishmi loy ala alishim mishdi ela acha acha loy. Basically, the argument is as follows. Similar to what we said before. When we say lavud creates a wall, what do we mean? Do we mean that lavud creates a wall as it creates a wall? And we're done? Or does it create a wall for the original purpose that it was created for? Rava thinks that lavud will only work for the original purpose it's created for. Now, in this particular case, these colonnades were not made for the purpose of sukkah. When they were made as a colonnade, that's what they were made for. And therefore, you can't, because it's lavud and it's not a real wall, you can't then just treat it as a wall that's all dover. You can only treat it as a wall for whatever purpose it was made for. Okay? So that's what Rava says. The Gemara says v'hilchos kedushin kama, but no, we paskin like the original machlokes, right? What does that mean? Because Abaye and Rava halacha will be in Rava, except for which cases?
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
That's a good question.
Okay, the first one you should know.
Eidin Zomim.
What's the case of the Eidin? What's the case in Eidin Zomim?
I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know.
So Eidin Zomim Mafreya Parsi or Mechanal Habah Parsi? Right, if you have Eidim Zomim, are they, do you consider them to be possible Eidim from the second they gave the Eidus? Or from the second that Beis Din decided they were Eidim Zomim? Abaye says from the second the Beis Din decided. Rava says from the second they became part of they actually gave the Eidus, and we pass them like Abaye from the second that the Beis Din accepted that they were Eidim Zomim. Ayin Shans, Magara, it's a Maran Balak, a Brabak, Babakam, very interesting. What's the Yod? Yod you should know. Very good, we pass them like Abaye, Shayir Shulamidas is. Is Lo Habayosh, right? Of course, then we're then lists a bunch of cases which sound a little bit like Yosh Leminas, and even so we say, yeah, Yosh Leminas. Okay. Let's see, what's the rest of them? Yeah, all Yosh Leminas, Eden Zimmerman. Lamed. I'm trying to remember the Lamed. Kufis Kiddushin Shalinim Surulabia, where Abai says, possibly passing like Abaye. Gimel is Gittin, it's a complicated Shulin Gittin.
And then something is not
Eidim. Mm-hmm. Okay, not doing bad. Anyway, okay. Wait, it's fine. I'll look up later and then we'll discuss it tomorrow. We'll fill in the gaps. Okay, fine. So since Halacha Kerava, except in case of Yalkam, this is not one of the Yalkam, so Halacha will be like Rava, right? So the question is, can this Lava work? I'd say very long. The question, the answer is we pass in a canon. Yeah? You can, because the halacha is like a kalishna kana. Right? The halacha is like the first way of explaining the machlokes between Rav and Abaye, where Rav said you need the love, and Abaye said you don't even need the love, because Abaye held a piece of career over
so we pass in that.
And we pass in like that way of interpreting the machlokes, the way they did it in Surah. Right, and we pass in obviously that proper. Therefore, we pass in that love would work, but we don't hold by people secret or your relationship in Sukkah, only in Mavui.
Cool.
Okay. Rav Ashi Ashkechela, Rav Kahana de Kamisaka Chagabi Asad Shein Lapsim. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana who was putting snach on top of this chatzer. Right, even though it didn't have sim, it didn't have amudim, which were within 3 tefachim of each other. Amar Lei said to him, Loisavar Mar had Amar Rava Yislap Simon Shera and Lapsim Sula. Don't you remember what Rava said? Right? This doesn't work. Achai Achoile Nira Mibifnim Veshove Mi Bachutz. Where is the drawing room? No, okay. Exactly, okay. Oh, actually, wait. Rav Kahana, super, wait just a minute. Achle lei shahi akatsim shaboy tefach yoyter aymir yatsal yoytim. Okay, so the case is that there were a sukkah, right? There were two, it had two regular walls, two walls that were kosher, right? They were on the south and the east, Rashi says, right? Two perfectly normal sukkah walls. Vashlishi sukkah and asadra, and the third wall was right next to the asadra, right next to the colonnade. And he was not making the tefach that Chachamim said you needed. Sorry, just a minute. I'm not actually certain what it's talking about. He didn't make... He used the Achsatra as a third wall instead of making the third wall a tefach, a cross, or a tefach seichik, or whatever. We discussed what exactly a tefach means, right? We pass him a tefach seichik, but that's fine. It's not a point. He used the Achsatra as a third wall instead of creating a third wall, which was a tefach, whatever that means, right? And using that tefach as a third wall just right next to the Achsatra. He didn't do that. He just used the Achsatra as the wall. That's what Rashi means, which is, frankly, quite confusing. If he hadn't said it, it would have made it much easier to understand. Right? And so it sounds like, if that's in that case, that he's relying on Abaye, that Pisikra, your Revisoisim, and we pass in that Pisikra, your Revisoisim, doesn't work. Right? The answer that it gave was no. The pillar of the Achsadra, it did have pillars. The pillars just, obviously they had pillars, right? You need pillars. Yeah. Otherwise it's going to fall, right? The pillars of the Achsadra were positioned, they were let more than three talking apart, which means you couldn't use them below, but they were more than a tefach across. Right? And so he set up the sukkah in such a way that the pillar of the Achsadra actually formed that third wall, which was more than a tefach. Right? And the reason why Rav Ashi got mixed up is because it was positioned in such a way that it wasn't really properly visible from inside the sukkah, but it was clearly visible from outside the sukkah. And that was how he decided to do it. Okay. So it says... what's it? Inami, or maybe, Nir v'chutz v'shav v'fnim, Deisman, Nir v'chutz v'shav v'fnim, Nidoy mishum lechi, Velechi hainu petzimin. Right. Or maybe what he said, maybe their whole discussion was, right, he said, he didn't see it, right? It says, Nira bechutz, it's seen from outside, v'shavim ifnim, but from inside it doesn't look like there's a wall there at all, it doesn't even look like there's a tefach, right? Because we say that nira mibachutz veshavim mibifnim, something which is visible from outside, but from inside it is not visible. Then that's going to be considered like a lechi, right? But it's going to be a lechi pasul. Remember, you need to put a lechi on the side of the mavoi, right, to allow yourself to... One of the things you need to do is you need to put a lechi on the side of the mavoi to allow yourself to carry within the mavoi. What if you position the lechi in such a way it can only be seen from outside the mavoi but not from inside the mavoi? Which is similar to our case of sukkah. Does that allow you to carry within the mavoi? So the answer is no, not really. And Rav Kahana made a mistake about that. Okay? Rav Kahana, who built a sukkah this way, where you couldn't see the wall from inside the sukkah, but you could see it from outside the sukkah, basically made a mistake about this point. He thought that would be a kosher. He thought that would be kosher to use as the tefach. And the answer is not really. It has to be seen from inside the sukkah as well. Okay? Tana. Pesel hayotze bin hasukkah nidain kesukkah. Okay, so if you have. You have some sort of, like, I don't know, you have the bamboo mats, right, on top of your sukkah, and they stick out a little bit over the side of the sukkah, right? Is the outside going to be, is the bit that's outside going to be outside the sukkah, going to be considered part of the sukkah or not? So the answer is, chidush, yes, not only if there is a wall which goes with them. Imagine this bag here is the sukkah, right? And you have some snuff which is overhanging. My phone will be the snuff. Right? And then there's a snuff and it's overhanging outside. Can you sit underneath there?
Yes.
So we pass in yes, but only if there's a wall as well. The wall extends along with the snuff.
Oh, the wall extends together.
With the snuff, yeah. Okay, but you only need one wall there. The chiddush, you don't need two.
Well, effectively, you do have two.
Well, you don't need, like, the third. You don't need the third wall to extend. Right, that's the chiddush. Okay. So, fine. Petzel yotzei min sukkah nidak sukkah. My petzel yotzei min sukkah. What is this? What is it referring to? Amar ulo kanim ha yotzeim la'acharei sukkah. I'm sorry, just a minute. Who is calling me? So, right, what exactly is this referring to? Ullah says it's exactly what I just described, right? The staff is extending over the edge of the sukkah. Yeah? The haba inan shalashtrahat fameis. Don't we require three walls around the sukkah? And what zahar means is it's essentially a separate sukkah. Right, because there's a wall in the middle, so it's a separate sukkah. If it's a separate sukkah, then you need three walls, right? Two walls plus a tefach, or a tefach sukkah, or like I said, I don't want to go into discussion, tefach plus a tzeres pesach, whatever it is, right? So it's a bit the ikka. Right? We're talking about a case. No, there are, the Gemara suggests, maybe we're talking about a case where there are in Achinami three walls. The walls extend as well. It's not just the chsach that's overhanging that area, the walls extend through. Okay. Ve'haba in an hashra sukkah doesn't need to be the size of a sukkah. Right? What about, like, you didn't say anything about being 7 by 7 tochen, which is the minimum size of a sukkah, right? Because Rosh Rabbi Shulchano. Bit the ikka. No, it's that's there too.
So what's
finished? What?
What's
going to
actually be the
chiddush? Let's finish this. Let's finish tomorrow. Right? V'haba inan don't we require to be more shade than sunlight? B'deika, that's also there. I hachi meila memra, says the Gemara, asking Yoni's question. What exactly are you telling me? Obviously, this is a kosher sukkah, right? Maybe you would have thought that since you didn't really, okay, so it fulfills all the technical requirements of sukkah, but you didn't envisage it being used as a sukkah when you built it. So maybe for that reason, it'd be pasul, kamash malan, we don't hold as pasul just because it wasn't built for that purpose. Okay? Rabba berav Yosef amri tavayu. Rabbi and Rav Yosef both said the following din. Hacha bekanem ayotzein lifnim min asukah umashka ve'azla chada doifein v'hadayu. We're talking about something different. We're talking about a case where the tzchach extends from over the top of the sukkah and only one wall extends with them.
Okay.
Right, and that's why it's a chiddush.
Back to what we said originally.
Yeah. I mean, I gave you the maskana. And I just gave you the what we passed in, right? Mao the same. What you thought? Ha, leisba hechshar sukkah kamashman. You would have thought that this is not a kosher sukkah, right? It doesn't have any of the things that we usually say a sukkah needs. Kamashman, no, it's fine. Rabba bar Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzricha ela sukkah sheruba tzilasa meruba mechamasa umeuta chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. This is talking about a slightly different case. This is talking about a case where you have a sukkah that most of it has more shade than sunlight. But it has a patch in it where there's more sunlight than shade. Mahu desema tipasabach porta kamashmalan. What would you have thought? So, says Rabbi Yochanan, you might have thought that it'll become possible because of that little bit. Right, because of that little bit of sunlight. Kamash Milan, that is in fact not the case. Right? That place where you've got more sunlight than shade isn't a gap in the sukkah, basically. Right? It's not a gap where you have to have three tefachim and not more. Right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's talking about. And that's what it means when you say that some of the kanim, some of the schach extends out of the sukkah. It means it extends onto that bit, and that mach is machshir the sukkah, even though you can't sit under that bit because that bit has more sun than shade. Okay? Umay yotze, and what's it talking about? Why yotze? Why does it use the word yotze then? Yotze means usually go out. So what's it mean go out? Yotze mehechshir sukkah. That bit has gone out from what counts as a kashir sukkah. Right? Rabbi Yoshaya said, "Lo nitzrich el schach pasul pachis mishloisha besukkah ktana umayyotze yotze mitoras sukkah." We're talking. Rabbi Yoshaya says we're talking about less than three tefachim of schach pasul on top of a sukkah which is only 7 by 7 tefachim. Right. In such a case, you might have thought that since the minimum shear of a sukkah is 7 by 7 tefachim, and not all the schach in the 7 by 7 tefachim is kosher schach, you might have thought that you don't have a sukkah at all. As long as it's less than three tefachim, that pasul chach is fine. And what does yotze mean? Again, same thing. Yotze mitor sukkah. It does not call the sukkah. Right? Same logic as Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Maski flat Rabbi Shai responds to this. Lo yehe ella avir ve'avah probably essentially shetachim besukah k'tana mi pasel. Rabbi Shai says, why would they be this thing from just having a gap? Well, we know that a gap. We already said a gap in a sukkah k'tana, in a sukkah which is 7 by 12 tachim, as long as it's less than 3 tachim, doesn't pasel the sukkah. So why would you think that stach pasel is any different? Right, stach pasel is usually much less tamar than a gap. Right, so what's a hava mean that it would even be different? Yeah. That was the question. Amarli Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said to him, Zem itzdarif v'yeshenim tachtav v'zem itzdarif v'ein mishenim tachtav. Says Rabbi Abba said to him, no. In the case of the schach posel, you can actually sleep under the bit that's posel. In the case of a gap, you can't sleep under it. It just doesn't posel the sukkah, even in a sukkah kana. Okay? And says, "Mi ika midi de istarufi mistarif." What's moina kosher? Is there such a thing as something which can be masher sukkah, right? Which can allow a sukkah to be kosher, and even so, it itself is not kosher to sleep under. Can that exist? Is that mistar? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv said, "Yes, and tit haniroik yechiyah shemistarif larba ayim sa'ah." I'll tell you that I also like to look at tefillah. If you were to spit into, if you had a mikveh, right? And that mikveh had arba'im sa'ah. And arba'im sa'ah is the minimum shear of mikveh. Why?
Because the pasuk.
Yeah, the pasuk that mentions that arba'im sa'ah is how big a mikveh is. Which pasuk was it again? It's good because it doesn't exist. if you could remember it, it would be very strange. No, because the verachas is called besarebamayim, right? You have to be able to wash your entire body in the water. Your average person can squish himself into a space which is 1 hour by 3 amas. The Gemara says 1 hour by 3 amas carries a volume of arba'im sa'ah. Therefore, that is the minimum shear for a mikveh. Now, the truth is, if you're doing a mikveh kelim, if you're totaling kelim in a mikveh, then it's not so posh that you need that, right? Then some achik have shown him, at least in a Torah, maybe you can do it just in a hole which is big enough to fit that kli. So Tosfos say no, some of the Rishonim say yes. Right? But certainly for tefillas adam, you need arba'im sa'ah minimally. Right? We pass it anyway, midarabanan. Whether it's midarabanan or midaraisa, you still need arba'im sa'ah to elskim. So, like, there's no nachmin, I mean, it's probably sfeikus. They might have said nachmin is sfeikus and things like that. Okay. If you don't have one available, maybe you could do it in a smaller pool. Anyway, whatever. Right? So, right. What happens if you have a mikveh, which is arba'im sa'ah, it's the right share? It's a little bit less. So a little bit, the quantity that's less is exactly how much you spit. That's how much less an arba'im sa'ah is. How you work that one out, I have no idea, but you did. Right? And that's how much you need to add to it. And so somebody spits in the mikveh. And now it's got arba'im sa'ah liquid in it. Is it now kosher? So you would have thought, no, because spit is not a kosher liquid to tovel in. Right? Kavash alam, this mikveh is kosher to tovel in.
Interesting. So you
just buy a lot of tuna. Yeah, very. Anyway, so which teaches you that something which is not itself suitable for a purpose can be mitzarev with something else which is suitable for that purpose. So just like that, parcel stuff can be mistarif in certain cases, too kosher stuff to allow you to actually to be mashed with sukkah, even though you can't sleep underneath it.
Shkoyich.